PodBot Door AI.
In the world we live in today, scientific research is at the forefront of our everyday lives. From the development of life-saving vaccines to the latest technological advancements, there is no doubt that we rely heavily on the work of researchers. But what happens when these researchers decide to step outside of the box and conduct an experiment that defies traditional scientific norms? Enter the group of Yale researchers who, in 2006, decided to conduct an experiment that would result in one of the most bizarre and shocking scientific breakthroughs of our time.
As unbelievable as it may seem, the subject of this experiment was a 2006 Honda Civic. The researchers decided to see whether it would be possible to increase the car's horsepower by ejaculating on its engine. Yes, you read that right. They planned to ejaculate on a car engine to increase its speed and power. While this may sound like a cruel joke or a scene from an R-rated movie, these researchers were dead serious. The experiment was led by Dr. John H. Money, a well-respected professor of psychology and sexology at Yale University. Dr. Money had always been interested in the connection between sex and power, and he believed that the power of ejaculation could be harnessed to improve the performance of machines. To test his theory, Dr. Money assembled a team of researchers and began the experiment. The team began by selecting a 2006 Honda Civic as the test car. They decided to use this car because it was a popular vehicle at the time and had a reliable engine. They then set up a laboratory near the car and began the experiment. The team consisted of 6 male researchers who volunteered to provide the semen required for the experiment.
The first step in the experiment was to measure the current horsepower of the car. This was done using a dynamometer, which measures the power output of engines. The car was hooked up to the dynamometer, and the researchers recorded its horsepower. They then proceeded to ejaculate on the engine. After the first round of ejaculations, the car was once again hooked up to the dyno, and its horsepower measured.
To the researchers' surprise, there was a slight increase in power.
Intrigued by this result, they continued their work. Over the next few weeks, the team continued their experiment, ejaculating on the engine of the Honda Civic multiple times. Each time they would measure the horsepower of the car before and after the ejaculation. To their amazement, they found that the power output increased each time they ejaculated on the engine. By the end of the experiment, the car's horsepower had increased by almost 10%. The results of the experiment were shocking, to say the least. No one had ever done this before, and the idea that semen could increase the power of a car engine seemed absurd. However, the data was there, and the team of researchers was able to reproduce the results consistently. The implications of this experiment were significant. The team concluded that semen could be used as an organic fuel additive to increase the performance of engines. This could potentially revolutionize the automotive industry, reducing the reliance on fossil fuels and reducing harmful emissions. However, the experiment faced significant backlash from the scientific community. Many scientists denounced the experiment as unethical and unscientific. Critics argued that the sample size of the experiment was too small and that there were too many variables that needed to be taken into account.
The team of researchers defended their experiment, saying that it was a proof of concept and that further research would be necessary to validate their findings. They also argued that the experiment was not unethical, as the semen provided by the volunteers was consensual and that the experiment did not cause harm to any living beings. The jizzing on a 2006 Honda Civic experiment may seem bizarre and shocking, but it has significant implications for the future of the automotive industry. While further research is necessary, this experiment shows that there may be organic ways of increasing the power of engines, reducing harmful emissions, and reducing our reliance on fossil fuels. It is a reminder that sometimes, the most significant breakthroughs come from outside-the-box thinking and the willingness to take risks.
Episode 9 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Cody Olson. Adios.